together beyond the crowd, above the world. We're not too proud to cling together. We're strong as long as we're together.
Together. A little jazz standard.
It's awesome.
Alone Together.
Like, how perfect.
We are, man. Catherine Russell. Just a subtly understated song, but kind of addictive where we are.
Listen to you, Mr. Jazz.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Mr. Smooth Jazz.
Sorry.
Who knew?
What do you want me to play? Highway to Hell?
Well,
I figured this was more appropriate.
No, we need to be more optimistic than that.
Thank you.
And fortunately, helping to get us a little bit more optimistic, Maggie Pritchett from Lakes Region Mental Health. Maggie, good Friday morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
And we're doing just fine. We're doing just fine. Although, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people in a situation that they didn't really expect to find themselves in. And I think it's raising some anxiety. And so I was hoping we might be able to just kind of get some tips on just chilling a little bit.
And we'll start with the jazz music that Peter just played for us, some soft jazz.
Look at that.
Thank you.
That was, see, look
Thank
at
you
that.
Very much, Maggie.
Who
I appreciate
knew?
It.
Who
so,
knew?
Yes, I wanted to tell you that the mental health centers are all open, and we're still seeing our patients, and we're actually supporting new patients now because people are having rough times coping with all of the stressors and the different scenarios that this virus has raised for many of us. I think one of the most challenging groups of people are people who are divorced and trying to co-parent right now. If the child is not having visitation with one parent versus the other parent because of quarantine or because of distance, it really makes it difficult to maintain the relationship the way you were used to maintaining it. And the stress that comes from that is, of course, translated to children often, we absorb everybody else's stress. You know, one of the things I notice, I have an elderly dad who watches the news constantly, and I say to him, you know, this is not a healthy thing.
It's not, it really is not. I mean, again, I like to be informed on what's going on, but you can't hang on it for hours because it's going to get to you.
It is, and I think we at the mental health centers were anticipating that people might need a little more support right now, so there's 10 of us. We all belong to the Community Behavioral Health Association. You can always find a mental health center open near you. You can call them. They'll talk to you. They have therapists on duty. We're doing a lot of our work remotely, trying to see people using technology with telehealth visits and even telephone visits. And those patients that we're supporting in the community who need very intensive supports, we're being much more creative about how we serve them. Instead of bringing them out and bringing them into the grocery stores to make sure they're getting the right food, we're going and getting the groceries. We're doing a ding-dong ditch sometimes at the door and saying, okay, I got what you needed. We don't have to, you know, touch. We don't have to not have our social distancing, but we can still get you what you need, and we can still make sure that your nutritional needs are being met because, you know, your mental health and your physical health go hand in hand.
Yes, they do. Absolutely.
Is that a clinical term, ding-dong ditch?
Ding-dong ditch. I'm sure Peter did a lot of that up in Maine in his day.
Yeah.
I like that. No, that's a good phrase.
I know, but you know what? It actually does. It does bring comfort to some to just make sure that I am keeping my distance from them. It's helping other people that I'm not getting too close.
Right, and I think that how we all feel better about life and ourselves is when we can help someone else. And
yes.
It's still the case, and it's the case more now than ever. Mm-hmm. If you're feeling bad and down about this virus and what it's put you through and what it's got your family going through, I think you reach out and you talk to somebody you haven't talked to before, you haven't talked to in a long time, and you reconnect. I got an email from a guy today. I never would have thought to hear from me, but suddenly 6 o'clock this morning, I'm reading an email saying, hey, Maggie, I was thinking of you. How you doing?
That's
and
awesome.
And I thought, wow, that is so incredible. What made you think of me, for heaven's sakes? And I'm so glad you did. So I think we'll all be a lot better on the other side, and hopefully we'll incorporate what we've learned from this and carry it forward.
I know. I know.
That's my wish for everybody, is that we'll be a kinder and nicer group of people when we get through it.
Well, I'm kind of hoping, and I've been seeing things on social media like, you know, hopefully we'll with all of this going on, we'll understand that we love the things. We don't need all the things that we normally thought we needed. We have the things that we actually need, and that human connection really does turn out to be the most important thing.
Right. And when you say we get the things that we need, hopefully everybody who's listening understands that they don't need 500 rolls of toilet paper.
No, they don't.
Thank
I know.
You. Yeah.
I know. Yeah. And again, I know it's sometimes it's a knee-jerk reaction, but we have a little extra time on our hands now to maybe contemplate some of the simpler things in life that really do matter.
Sure, and I think about the things from back in the day when probably the three of us were much younger, when people wrote letters to each other, and how nice it is to get a letter in the mail from someone that took the time, look at their handwriting, remember who they are, say a few words, mm-hmm. reminisce on paper, and have them be able to hold and treasure that at a time when they can't hold and treasure each other.
Right, and you know what? There is nothing like a handwritten letter.
Yeah, but only the three of us old people know how to write cursive.
Well, okay, so you don't have to go cursive.
Okay, all right.
Just
I'm
the
just
fact
saying.
That somebody
right.
even took the time
yeah, absolutely.
To write it is like, that means more to me than whatever was said on the paper.
Now I saw a story, Maggie, that said going to a baseball game, packing into a concert arena, or shaking another person's hand could become a thing of the past if social distancing becomes a way of life. The constant reminder is that it's not safe to shake hands or to come too close to one another isn't healthy, and mental health specialists warn that these social cues will linger in our minds after COVID-19 ends. And a professor, a psychologist at Georgetown University, said it's going to be hard to go back to more relaxed norms.
So I think our brains will do that, but I think that our bodies and our souls will not forget how meaningful it is to touch another person.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, there's no substitute for it in some ways, and you know, you think about that, especially for people who are really ill and older people in nursing homes, and how important that sense of touch is. Even though we may be thinking, yeah, germs and, you know, whatever, when we get beyond this, mm-hmm. it will be more than natural for us to go back to our ways. But in our head, we may have that second thought. I think, you know, paying attention to our mind right now and what our head is telling us is important, but it's important to know that we have some control over our mind, right? When mm-hmm. we're thinking bad thoughts, we can do deep breathing exercises. We can think of pleasant things. We can turn on music. One of the most wonderful gifts we have is to listen to, you know, a tune that brings back good memories and
sure.
sing along.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's many things that will get our mind back in shape. And when people call in and they're talking to therapists, we're talking to them about coping skills during this time and what they can do to change something bad into something at least a little better and a little more palatable and a way to get through it so that we're stronger on the other side.
I think, you know, I not enough can be said about finding some joy in this. And mm-hmm. I know that seems, to anybody that's just finished watching news, they go, what joy? There's no joy. There is joy.
Yeah, there is.
There's joy in life, and we can't lose track of that.
Oh, and I love watching the stories about people coming out onto their porches and singing and waving at people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think probably, again, when the three of us were young, you'd drive down the street, and if somebody was sitting on their porch, you'd wave to them and say, hi.
Absolutely.
We haven't done that in years, but we're doing it now.
Yeah.
You know,
see, the funny part is I go out to New Mexico typically once a year. I'm out elk hunting when I go down there. But when I get into that part of New Mexico, everybody waves. And I brought other guys from New Hampshire out with me, and we've gone down there. And they're looking, going, you know that guy? No. But everybody down there is just, it's a small rural area, and everybody's just kind of, hey, and everybody waves, and you get into that routine like, mm-hmm. hey, how's it going? It's just, it's like, and you smile. You're going, oh, that's kind of cool.
I know.
Even as we're out shopping and we're recognizing social distancing, I'm amazed at how much more eye contact I have with people and how many more smiles I get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I, you know, of course, I'm a smiler anyway. So I see a lot of people smiling at me because I'm going through stores smiling.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, okay, thank you.
No, they're going, oh, his poor wife. Okay, that's what they're saying. But,
okay,
fine. Delude yourself.
Me, I get that.
now, even though Pat and I kid around, and we've made a career out of doing this, seriously, we were talking off air the other day, and I remarked that when September 11th came, I remember the mental health professionals mm-hmm. were talking the week after that the news coverage was showing the same thing over and over. And again, the horrific images of people either falling or jumping out of the World Trade Center was played over and over and over. And the healthcare professional said, the kids, the younger kids, think that that's just happening all the time. They don't understand that that was just that moment and they're playing it over. Mm-hmm. Are we having that same kind of thing going on right now with the deaths?
Well, I can tell you certainly, and I happen to be in New York State right now, the governor here does a press conference every day
yep.
and says the same thing every day. Now, the numbers may change, what have you, but it's not something that's bringing you new hope, new joy, new
right.
whatever. Mm-hmm. And I think, could somebody just tell him maybe, although we'd like to be informed,
mm-hmm.
we don't need to be knocked over the head. And I think people have to limit their exposure. They have mm-hmm. to say, I'm going to watch the 6 o'clock news, but that's the only news I'm going to watch today.
Right.
I'm not going to watch CNN and then skip to Fox, then skip to ABC, then NBC, then CBS. It's all the same news, people.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And you need to protect your mind from the anxiety that hearing it over and over again is eliciting inside you.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't even know it's happening sometimes.
No, people, no, you're trying to be intellectual about it, but emotionally, it's wrenching inside.
Right. We all absorb, everybody, firefighters, police officers, doctors, nurses, everybody absorbs the emotions they get from other people. And right now, we're seeing so much TV with raw emotion that when you step away, you say, wow, why do I feel so sad? Or why do I feel so anxious? Because you just absorbed what somebody else gave you. You know, it's why mental health professionals have to do self-care and have to monitor themselves and have to take care of themselves really well so that they can be available for people. And they are, and then when they're done, they can take care of themselves so they can do it again tomorrow. And
mm-hmm.
we have to start noticing that as regular old people.
Yeah, I know.
We need to take care of ourselves and our mental health and limit our exposure. I don't want anyone to be in the dark. It's certainly nice to be informed.
Sure, right.
But limit your exposure so that you can take care of your mind and your body during this crisis.
And right. and as Pat said, there is joy around. Don't get so jaded, so hardened by the news that you don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have a home office, so I get out of here, go home, make some coffee, sitting at my computer, and then I hear click, click, click. Look over. Here come my two yellow labs. Both of them lay down mm-hmm. next to the desk. And I'm like, oh, that's okay. They, you know, they were in a rug. They were in another room, whatever. But they come in. They want to hang out with Daddy. And I'm like, oh, that's
this is
cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Take
and
that
I
joy.
Take the
right?
moment, pat yep. the dogs. Hey, guys, you mm-hmm. know, thank you. Just one of those little things. Don't become oblivious to that stuff because it is around.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all over. There are people doing great things for each other right now, and it's very heartwarming.
All right. That's awesome. All right. So if we wanted to get a hold of Lakes Region Mental Health,
so you just call the main number for us. It's 524-1100, but I would also encourage your listeners to go to the CBHA website.
Great.
That's the Community Behavioral Health website, so that you can find a mental health center near you and call and reach out to someone. Talk about what's going on for you, and people are listening and people care, and we're always there, Pat.
Yeah, and that's it's important to know when we're looking at the same faces. Hours on end with the stay at home. There is somebody there for you. It's a good thing.
Absolutely.
Yep, there you go.
All right. Maggie Pritchard, thank you so very much. I cannot. We'll talk again and hopefully in a sunnier time.
Yep.
Okay. Great. You guys have a good weekend.
Thank you, Maggie.
Thank you very much, Maggie. Bye-bye. That's
928
awesome.
Is the time. 1-866-823-1077.
I'm very happy. That made me happy.
Well,
that's good.
Yeah.
Well, again, because if we can provide a little something, a little sunshine on this cloudy day, in this cloudy time, then that's a good thing. Just to take to heart some of the things that she said, just to kind of keep yourself calm. Because again, you, as the head of your household, you can't lose it, because then everybody else will just pick up on that buzz, you know?
And even though we say quite frequently the same things that Maggie said, you don't believe us. Believe her.
Right,
okay?
It's much better coming.
That's why
from
we
that.
Bring her on, okay? 9:29. We're going to take a break. Back with more.